Mom, can you tell me the story of what happened on 9/11?
Starting from when I woke up. Okay. I remember waking up almost at 4 in the morning and seeing your daddy leave. I saw the back of his head as he was leaving. And then I went back to sleep.
This is a story I never even wanted to tell. So wait, you're probably wondering, why am I telling a bunch of strangers? I just want to be done with it. Just let it out. Listen, I lost my best friend 2 days after my birthday. My dad. I'll tell you the story, but I want to tell it without tears. Were you scared to tell me the truth?
Yes. I couldn't tell you the truth at that moment because I was not going to lose hope about your daddy being gone. And he was a very strong man, so I knew he had to stay alive. And I didn't want to hear anything negative from anybody. So they kept searching and searching and searching. And 3 months passed by. And then that's when they told me that they had found them. And then that morning I had to tell you that they found Daddy. And I remember that you smiled and I told you it wasn't good. And then I just remember one tear coming down out of your eyes. And you want to take a break?
What bothers you the most?
That I didn't get to say goodbye to him. And that he's not here to see you grow up. Okay. Next.
How do you feel about me not talking about 9/11?
I think you should talk about it. Do you feel that it's important to talk about your feelings and 9/11? I'm asking you that question.
I don't know.
Why? You don't know.
I don't know.
Don't you want to talk about it?
I don't know. This is my first time talking about it. I'm not comfortable. I don't know why. I'm just not comfortable. I actually get mad when someone tries to talk to me. I'd rather just hang out with my friends, walk around in the city, shopping, movies, going out to eat, dancing. You get the idea. I don't think anyone would really get it, what it means to lose your dad in a terrorist attack. And then to be reminded of it every 5 seconds, especially the news, pretty much every year, I get so annoyed. Nobody in my family besides my mom ever wants to talk about life after him.
Hey, Tiff.
Like my cousin Tiffany.
Tiff. Tiff?
I need to ask you something. Please?
I'm not doing this.
You have to.
Why?
See?
Because it's about Daddy.
Oh, no, I don't know what to say.
Everyone has always said, I'm here for you. Stay strong. I'm here if you want to talk. Blah, blah, blah. The usual condolences. And I usually just say, yeah, I know. It sucks. Sometimes I smile and say thank you. Don't get me wrong. I appreciate the sympathies, but I just want to be left alone.
Why? It's okay to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
Because it bothers you a lot? It hurts you a lot?
Yes.
Do you feel, which I know this is how I feel, a sense of emptiness?
Yeah.
Yes. Because we're not complete anymore.
The worst is during November till January. That's when I shut down. Not having him around for the holidays really brings me down. I also sleep so much more. And when it comes to finals, I barely pass because all I do is sleep instead of studying. Sometimes I think I need to talk to someone professional. But I'm not ready.
If you don't talk about it, you can't keep healing.
I'll heal within time.
Talking about it is part of the healing process.
But it takes time.
And yes, it does. And so far, it's already 10 years. And I know 10 years still feels like 1 year. because it's always going to feel like 1 year.
I don't think people understand that you need to be ready to do certain things. One day, I'll talk more, just not right now. Telling you my story is enough. So I did it. I told you and I didn't cry. Well, in front of you. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Jillian Suarez.